We usually like to tell you about entertainers who are coming to perform in our region, but unfortunately all entertainment of that kind is on hold for the time being. Brian Connolly was all set to visit Potter's Resort, and he talked to Rachel Banham about his own childhood holidays there.
Brian Connolly must have made so many memories throughout his career, yet he still remembers vividly and very fondly his childhood holidays at Potter's Resort. So he had been looking forward to returning to the resort at Hopton in Norfolk before the announcement of the temporary closure. "I've done it many times over the years," he says. "It really is a very special sentimental place for me because I used to go there and I have such vivid memories of when I used to go there as a small child with Mum and Dad in the 1960s. And I've got some great black and white photos from when I would say I was about 5 to 8 years old. I entered the talent competition and I came first, and my dad entered the adults' talent competition and he came first. There's a great photograph of me and him." He adds, "I've got photographs of me dressed in St. Trinian's gear, all in the olden days, of course, with crepe paper when you used to make it all yourself, and another one of me dressed as a tugboat when my head is sticking out of the funnel." When he is on stage at the resort with his show, which includes music and anecdotes from his career, he likes to remind Potter's team of when he applied to join them and wasn't successful. "I always wind them up," he says, "and I always think, I wonder how it would have panned out. I was 17, and I saw in the stage that they were looking for young entertainers, a bit like Red Coat or Blue Coat, and I applied with a dodgy photo of me and a little CV, and they turned me down. Within weeks, I then went and became a Blue Coat. While I was there, a very distinguished manager came, and then he got me a job at a nightclub called the String of Pearls, where I compared. Then a band saw me there, and I joined the band. It was a comedy show band, and it really does stem from that." Brian looks back on his childhood holidays at Potter's as a wonderful time. "We've had many holidays over the years, but those I always remember," he says. "I've done so many things during my career. I'm now 58, and it's amazing how vividly I remember being there, being on holiday, and even the little cafe and the jukebox and everyone having coffees in the cafe." Potter's has been home of indoor bowls since 1999. In January, it hosted the Just 2020 World Indoor Bowls Championships. "Of course, now it's the numero uno bowling place, you know." Brian says, "It's a wonderful venue. It's a great club." Brian was due to perform at Potter's on April the 26th, but on March the 16th, the resort issued a statement that, in the light of the government's recommendation that everyone should avoid unnecessary contact, close social proximity, or travel, it had taken the unprecedented precaution of closing for the foreseeable future. More information on rescheduling of holidays and special events, including Brian's show, will be given as the current coronavirus situation develops. Brian played Fagin in Sir Cameron Mackintosh's production of Oliver at Norwich Theatre Royal in 2012, and then took on the role of Peneus T. Barnum, America's Greatest Showman, in Sir Cameron Mackintosh's production of Barnum at the same theatre in 2015. He got his equity card when he was 12, has starred in multiple award-winning TV sitcoms, and has performed in London's West End. He has also appeared in many pantomimes. Brian says, "My biggest achievement is I've actually carved out a career and have been doing it for 46 years. I'm 59 this year. I started professionally when I was 12 and I've never had a proper job." But he adds, "I don't swan in. When I was in Hairspray, when I was Fagin and things like that, I still have to go and audition for them so that they know I'm capable of doing it, that character. So it's not as though I've lived off my success. I still have to prove myself." Brian has most recently performed in 9 to 5, the musical in the West End. That's where my career is, and that's where I've gone because there are no clubs and holiday camps, he says. So he is hoping to return again to Potter's, which is particularly special to him. He says, in my year there are always five. There's a few at Warner's and, of course, Potter's. Over the course of a couple of weekends, I always do them. I love it because I don't do my full solo act very often. So for me, it is a real trip down memory lane. And how, in the olden days, you could do holiday camps and nightclubs for a whole year. So it's wonderful that that place is still there.
Well, let's hope Brian will come back to Potter's in the not-too-distant future.